Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, as your Robert and Mary World Travel get-together continues today on this April 2nd broadcast, it's time for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation. Vanessa Ledesma with the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association is about to check in, and we're sponsored by Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
And just like having a good itinerary, quality luggage, and of course a valid passport, being prepared for the unexpected in today's world, travel insurance is really important for a successful trip. It's affordable, it gives protection in a lot of different ways, and you really never know when it comes to emergency travel situations. So don't put your investment or your well-being at risk.
No, you never do know, as you say, Mary. So, folks, listen, when you think about what travel can cost, the expense you're facing, if or when something goes awry, just do what we do. Get covered with TravelGuard.com. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Whether it's been with their former CEO, Frank Camino, or now Vanessa Ledesma, we've tried to stay connected with the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association since we know it's such a popular destination for travelers. We last spoke on air nearly 7 months ago, and that's just a little too much time to let go by with all that's happening there today. So we invited Vanessa back, and she's on that show hotline now.
Hello, Vanessa. How are you? Very nice to reconnect with you today.
Robert, likewise. I'm so delighted to be chatting with you and Mary today.
Well, thanks very much. We're really happy to have you back with us. So something that Mary and I are asked about with some frequency, I have to tell you, is how do we continue to do such a high-quality and diverse show week after week when travel has been hammered by the pandemic? We've got sky-high fuel prices and other inflationary issues that are tamping down on travel. Russia's war on Ukraine has some travelers uneasy about venturing out too far. You know, our typical response is certainly great appreciation for the team who we have surrounding us. But, you know, we're also glass half full or optimistic by nature. And I share that because certainly all of these items and more are also impacting Caribbean travel. But from the numbers we're seeing, things seem to be positively progressing. So since you last joined us in September, I really would like you to give a report right now to the nation on the current state of Caribbean travel and expectations looking forward.
Certainly, Robert, and we're also seeing those numbers across the line since last year. Caribbean recovery remains strong within the region, trending as a top international destination. Several destinations across the Caribbean have posted arrivals and bookings ahead of the same period in 2019, something that we're very proud of because there are other global destinations that are still lagging when they compare to 2019. And the growing demand is driven by the accessibility from the major markets. We also have to remember the robust health and safety protocols that have kept the Caribbean among the lowest regions as it relates to COVID incidence rates. And of course, the diversity and the allure of the Caribbean experience. This is also being supplemented by some destinations across the region having reduced their restrictions completely. For example, Aruba, Curacao, Grenada, and Puerto Rico have removed all COVID restrictions. It's back to normal. Some could say they're test-free destinations. And there are other destinations like Antigua and Barbuda, the USVI, and just hot off the press, St. Lucia, who have removed testing requirements for vaccinated travelers. We're also encouraged that we understand and know that there are other destinations that are evaluating proceeding with similar moves in the next few months, which means that travel will just become much, much easier. As it relates to trends, we're seeing that, of course, with increased consumer confidence, travelers are planning 1 to 2 trips internationally within the next 12 to 18 months, and they're spending big. They're not putting any questions around how much they're going to spend. We've heard the term GOAT, greatest trip of all times, and revenge travel become up high as travelers look for meaningful travel experiences.
Well, that's part of those numbers that I'm talking about,
yeah,
that I'm seeing.
And we've been hearing this from tour operators as well. Can we just touch on cruise for a second? Because with the Russia's war in Ukraine, cruise operators have shifted itineraries and in some cases relocated ships. But there was really good news this week as the CDC lifted their remaining pandemic mandates on the cruise industry. Are you anticipating or are you already seen perhaps a pickup in noticeable business because of this?
So we are seeing that, and not only from a cruise travel perspective, but as well just regular travels on land travel as well. We also saw that switch In December, when there were destinations within Europe that had stronger challenges with Omicron, where we saw some people then changing their winter travels from, see it, a winter destination to the Caribbean. So we've seen that across the line of cruise continues to be strong. And of course, with these reductions on some of the entry protocols, that has just increased the type of interest in the region, and also the removal of some of the curfews or limitations that may have had an impact before on the experience. Having those removed provides more activities for the passenger and the traveler
to that makes a big
while they're in our region.
Right. Yeah,
makes
that's
it much more attractive to travel.
So, you know, when you think about the diversity offered in the Caribbean, in some ways I would say you have a greater challenge than other destinations because you attract almost every type of traveler. When you think about it, you know, you certainly can accommodate couples, you've got families, multi-generational, you got solo, business travel with events going on, the outdoor adventurers. I want to know, you know, the pandemic has changed travel patterns. You are, what you said earlier, with revenge travel, we are seeing that. People are just saying, listen, I've been so cooped up, I don't give a darn, I'm just
going. I'm
going
to spend it.
They're going to pay for it later, but whatever. But, you know, but especially since folks can now pretty much work anywhere these days in many careers, where are you maybe anticipating the greatest growth as we move through the year or even heading into the new year next year?
I would say workation and bleisure, it's certainly one thing that we're seeing across. We have heard from hotels that have seen an increase as it relates to family traveler and the type of rooms that people are demanding, whereas now they may be booking two rooms, one for mom and dad and then the second room for the kids. So that has seen an increase. We even heard from hotels at an earlier webinar last month that they've had to add wait lists for certain room types because of the demand that they're seeing across. And of course, people are now more comfortable working from anywhere. So as long as there is strong internet, the capability of a business center or an area where they can print materials or things like that, having all of those resources available are helping. And then also that has impacted the amount of days people are spending at a destination. We're seeing that the traveler is staying longer, closer to and as high as eight nights or longer.
Right.
So certainly that plays a factor in it, and it's something that we will see sticking around for a while.
So I'm curious about staffing. That's something that's no secret in the hospitality world. It's taken a huge impact, hotels, staffing shortages, and all of that. And I think one of the things about the Caribbean that makes it really so special is the hospitality of the people. And it's also really important economically, job-wise. So how I would expect your staffing might be doing okay. How's it going?
So, like any other areas in the world, we've had an impact, but since COVID, we've done a lot of reskilling and allocating resources in other areas. A big shout out to our teams and ambassadors on island and at each one of the properties and businesses that deliver the service, because they've taken this to extreme levels, continued with their warm hospitality that is so representative of the Caribbean. And the other thing that we've seen businesses do is they're upfront about what the situation is at a local level. Say, you know, we welcome you to the restaurant. Please be mindful that there could be a slight delay as we serve you because of our staffing challenges. So communicating has been a big part of managing the expectation. And the traveler also understands what those challenges are. So they're a little bit more patient and understanding of the situation.
Agree, especially if it's communicated.
Correct. All right. Yeah. So I need a relatively quick answer on this because we only have maybe about 45 seconds for it. But I know Puerto Rico is near and dear to you. How are things in Puerto Rico these days?
They're doing very, very good. They had a little bit of a challenge with Omicron in December, but the fact that they've just removed all of the entry requirements and businesses back, restaurants are back 100%, they're continuing to see a lot of demand. So if you're thinking of Puerto Rico and other destinations in the Caribbean, I strongly invite you to make those bookings now because there is a lot of demand.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. Because otherwise, you may want to go, but you're not going. So, Vanessa, As always, it really is a pleasure to talk to you, as always. We thank you very much for the time. We hope you have a great weekend, and our best to you and the team at the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association.
Likewise, Robert and Mary, thank you so much for the invitation and allowing us to continue to showcase the Caribbean.
Yeah, thanks for highlighting your corner of the world. Take care.
You too.
All right, nice to connect with Vanessa Ledesma again, Mary. She always brings it. Give her that.
Caribbean.
All right, as we pause for a quick break, up next for the C Block, we're going to move from Caribbean travel to rail travel. If you have a travel question, maybe you got a show comment, don't forget you can always send it to us anytime at rmworldtravel.com/contact. And also, we archive every hour of every show on our website once it airs across our national network. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.